I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about the Carter family, the first family of country music.
It was August 2nd, 1927. The news had spread fast. A man named Ralph Peer was coming to the city of Bristol on the border between Virginia and Tennessee. He wanted to make recordings of local people singing and playing musical instruments. And he said he would pay $50 for each song recorded. That was a lot of money in those days.
Many people came to Bristol that day to play for Mr. Peer. But one group seemed to have just the sound that he was looking for. They were a man named A.P. Carter, his wife Sarah, and her cousin Maybelle. They had traveled more than 125 kilometers from their home in the mountains of Virginia. They called themselves the Carter family.
I'm going away to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you sometime if I go 10,000 miles. The storms are on the ocean. The heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
Sarah sang lead, the loudest and highest notes. A.P. sang bass, the lowest notes. Maybelle sang harmony, somewhere in between. She also played the guitar in a new and unusual way. It sounded almost like two people were playing at the same time. She played the main part of the songs on the lowest guitar strings, and then she quickly strummed by playing all the strings at once. This kind of playing became known as the Carter Scratch. Guitarists around the world would soon begin to copy her style.
Those first recordings were sent to radio stations throughout the United States. Many listeners were surprised at what they heard. Instead of classical or jazz songs that radio stations usually played, a new sound was born. The Carter family sounded different. They did not sound like they had taken music lessons. But it did not matter. The people in poor rural areas thought they sounded just like their neighbors, or the people who sang in their churches. Up until then, they had never heard people like themselves perform on the radio. Soon, the Carters were being called country singers because their music came from rural country areas and not big cities.
The Carters sang songs about living in the mountains of Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. They sang about the love of a young man for a special girl. They sang about the beauty of nature. They sang about dying and sadness. And they sang religious songs that told of hope for a better life after death.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by?
A.P. Carter sang in the group and also searched for new songs. He often traveled long distances to small towns in the southeastern United States. He wanted to hear the songs that local people sang in their communities. He wrote down the words, but kept the music in his memory. When he returned home, he helped Sarah and Maybelle fit them to the Carter family musical style.
The Carter family soon became famous. They recorded more songs. They traveled to many cities and towns in the eastern United States to perform. Thousands of people heard them sing and bought their recordings. Some people estimate that within 3 years, the Carter family sold 300,000 recordings.
In the early 1930s, many Americans were poor. The Great Depression had begun. Many people had no jobs. But somehow, they found enough money to buy the recordings of the music they loved. A.P., Sarah, and Maybelle Carter knew that the economy was very bad. They knew what it was like to be poor. So they always tried to sing a few songs to make people feel happy.
There's the dark and the troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, this sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
The Carter family continued to make recordings and perform their music live for several years. In 1938, they traveled to Texas. A very powerful radio station was a short distance across the border in Mexico. It could broadcast much farther than any radio station in the United States. The Carters performed on the station twice each day. Now people from all over America and in some foreign countries could hear them.
As a musical group, the Carter family was a great success. But there were problems that the public did not know about. For years, A.P. and Sarah had not been happy with each other. Finally, their marriage ended in divorce. 3 years later, Sarah married A.P.'s cousin. The group continued to perform together, but it was not easy. And then in 1943, it all came to an end. Sarah and her second husband moved to California. A.P. Carter also stopped performing and moved back home to Clinch Mountain to live out the rest of his life.
Far away on the hill to a sunny mountainside, many years ago we parted, my little Ruth and I, from the sunny mountainside. She clung to me and trembled when I told her we must part. She says, don't go, my darling, it almost breaks my heart to think of you so far, far. Carry me back to old Virginia, back to my Clinch Mountain home. Carry me back to old Virginia, back to my old mountain home. Well, they hold
So now the Carter family was down to one. Maybelle Carter was the only one left to perform. She decided it was not yet time to retire to her old Clinch Mountain home. She continued to play her guitar and sing. She also played the alto harp. She appeared many times on the live radio program The Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. She became known as Mother Maybelle, the mother of American country music.
In the 1950s and 60s, her daughters performed and made recordings with Mother Maybelle. They appeared many times with the famous country music singer Johnny Cash. June Carter, one of Maybelle's daughters, married Johnny Cash in 1968. They all sang together until Mother Maybelle's death in 1978.
The Carter family is remembered today as the first family of American country music. Their most famous song is still played today. It is about love that did not last. It is called Wildwood Flower.
He told me he loved me and called me his flower that blossomed for him all the brighter each hour. Though my heart is now breaking, he shall never know that his name makes me tremble, my pale cheeks to glow. I'll sing and I'll dance, and my laugh shall be gay. I'll charm every heart, and the crowd I will away. I'll live, you to see him, regret the dark hour, when he won and neglected this frail wildwood flower.
This program was written by Jim Tedder and produced by Dana DeMange. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Our programs are online with transcripts and MP3 files at voaspecialenglish.com. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.